Hello, audio booth friends, all one word here. How are you keeping? It's 29 now on Sunday the, what is it, the 3rd? Sunday the 3rd of August. It's been a beautiful day here. We've been amazing Stoke all day, shopping for motorhome stuff, cleaning products and bits of food, you know. I've got dried food in the form of mug shots and other type of pastry type things that you add boiling water to. And just lots of, well, crockery. No, not crockery. Cutlery. We're still looking for crockery. Sarah doesn't want crockery. She wants plastic. So I've just filled the water tank and put some cleaning solution on to drain through all of the pumped. Here we go. Listen. So we've water pump activates and water with cleaning solution is pumped through to the tap in the kitchen, the tap in the bathroom and the shower. So we've pumped a bit through with the cleaning solution and you've got to leave it for 1 to 12 hours. It's not that, it didn't smell when I opened the water tank, so I'm just going to leave it in for another hour, which will be nearly 2 hours. And then I'll pump it out. And yeah, that's that. Okay, so television. There's a television in here. And it's really good. It's an LG. I don't know how big is that. 21 inch? I think it's 21 inch. So it's a nice telly. I've had it rigged up with to the digital antenna already yesterday. But what I want to do is be able to play films on it. So I don't want a DVD player because we've got a lot of Blu-ray discs. So I thought about buying a Blu-ray player today. Now, I have got a bit of audio that I've recorded on my Zoom about when we walked into Curry's or PC. Is it PC World? What PC World Curry's, isn't it? Is that what it is? Anyway, it was PC World 1. And I can get a Blu-ray player for 50 quid. But what I wouldn't mind doing is a digital solution. Now, I thought about Chromecast, but you need an internet connection. So we're not going to have internet all the time. So I thought of some kind of, you know, digital media center kind of thing. Now there is a USB cable, a USB port on here. Skeptical as to whether it works. I'm going to fire that up once I clear this table and other bits and pieces away. I'm going to fire that up, see if it works. It's got an HDMI in. But I was just wondering if anybody had a solution. If anybody knows, anybody techie might know about how to get media content into this telly. So for argument's sake, let's say we had a USB or some kind of box of tricks that transmitted it from the box of tricks to the telly, whether it's through a cable or whatever, I don't know, but the box of tricks would have on it films and music and films and music, really. You know, TV shows, you know what I mean, movie files. Yeah, so in the time that I'm going to tidy this up and search around for myself, somebody may already know. If you do, let me know. Leave a comment or give me a DM. Or you can tweet me at Richard Hubbock. Not at all one word. That's not me. So, yeah, please, if you would. Anyway, got some tidying up in here to do. And I've got another problem. I can't get the bloody door to the gas bottle open. The lock won't turn. We've had it open when I went to see it, but I think something's fallen down behind it. The fellow who I bought it from had some leveling ramps in there, and I think one of the ramps might have fallen down behind the sneck of the door lock, and so I can't turn the key, which is a bit of an embuggerance, really. So anyway. May need to have a drill the lock out and get a new barrel fitted, which is a bit of a ball's ache, but There you go. It's what you got to do. We've had a really good weekend, albeit we've been shopping for this new adventure tool of ours. Yeah, got all kinds. We bought all kinds, you know, cutlery and cleaning products and rolls of paper and gloves and tools and tool bags and umbrella. Bought a foldaway barbecue. We're kind of all really ready to go. We just need crockery, whether it's crockery or plastic, and some food, really. And then we're kind of all ready to rock. Got a steering lock through today. But even though the driver's door and the passenger door have extra deadlocks fitted by a company called HEOSafe, H-E-O-Safe. And they're extra deadlocks that are specially for, well, I think they fit them for motorhomes. And so we've got, I can see that the kind of deadbolt is specially fitted for the kind of door handle armrest thing of this Fiat Ducato. So, yeah. Apart from that, not really any extra security. It has had an alarm and an extra mobiliser fitted, but they don't work now. So I think I'll get that fitted before the insurance changes next year, and it'll bring my insurance premium down even further. But until then, for the 9 millionth time, okay, I'm going. I've got some tidying up to do, some stuff to put away. I've got some really nice beers today in Home Bargains and B&M Bargains as well. Home Bargains, B&M, yeah, both those shops. So currently drinking a Hogshead Bitter by Theakston's. It's really nice. Okay, that's it for now, dudes. I'm going. All the best. All one word. One word. Out. Out. Out.